KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In high school sports, high school basketball last night, Atlantic played host to St. Albert for a Hawkeye 10 doubleheader. In the girls' game, it was St. Albert scoring a lot of points early and pulling away for a 71-53 victory over Atlantic. Allie Petrie led the way for the Saints with 23 points. Haley Rasmussen had 17 to lead Atlantic in that loss. Also in a Hawkeye 10 girls play, it was Denison Schleswig 58-21 over Shenandoah. Harlan topped Creston 91-54 as Jocelyn Cheek dropped in 28 points. Cyclones hit 16 threes in that game. Lewis Central had a 65-53 win over Kemper Catholic, and Red Oak beat Clarinda 69-53. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 53-9 over Missouri Valley. Audubon beat Logan Magnolia 51-40 as J.C. Christensen dropped in 26 points to lead the Wheelers. IKM Manning a 61-29 winner over Tri-Center, and Trainer beat Riverside 53-5. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK 70-20 over West Harrison. Glidden Ralston beat Arweva 55-50. Peyton Chernan a 52-47 winner over Woodbine. In Corner Conference play, it was Fremont Mills 42-37 over Sydney. Stanton beat Essex 65-30. In Pride of Iowa action, Central Decatur 55-48 over Southwest Valley. Lennox beat Wayne 56-35. Martinsdale St. Mary's 71-28 over Bedford. Mount Air beat East Union 61-42. Nottoway Valley a 75-42 winner over Southeast Warren as Maddox DeVault dropped in 29 points to lead the Wolverines. In other scores, Ballard over Carroll 60-28. Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 48-28. And Panorama a 65-43 win over Earlham. In boys basketball, Atlantic picked up a 65-51 win over St. Albert as Skylar Hanlos led the way with 21 points for the Trojans. Denison Schleswig, a 58-31 winner over Shenandoah. Harlan beat Creston 69-51. It was Connor Frame dropping in 25 there to lead the Cyclones. Lewis Central, a 66-59 winner over Kemper Catholic. And Red Oak was a 52-50 winner over Clarinda. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 75-43 over Missouri Valley. Trainer a 72-53 winner over Riverside. Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 56-37. Logan Magnolia 68-30 winner over Audubon. And Trey Melby led the way there for Loma with 35 points. He hit all 17 of his free throw attempts in that game. Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva over Glidden-Ralston 69-43. West Harrison beat Exira EHK 63-48 as Trey Peterson led the Spartans with 14 points. Corner Conference action, it was Sydney 47-44 over Fremont Mills. Stanton beat Essex 85-9. In Pride of Iowa Conference action, Nottoway Valley 57-29 over Southeast Warren as the Wolverines picked up their 500th win program history. Also, Martinsdale St. Mary's a 69-25 winner over Bedford. It was Central Decatur 65-62 over Southwest Valley. Lennox beat Wayne 60-45, and Mount Air was a 63-46 winner over East Union. And in other scores, Abraham Lincoln beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 57-53. Ballard topping Carroll 56-38. Des Moines Christian beat West Central Valley 78-26. And Earlham was a 63-51 winner over Panorama. That's high school basketball there from last night. Also, the Iowa High School Athletic Association releasing the sub-state basketball assignments for Class 3A and 4A yesterday. So now all classes know the groupings they're in for the postseason, as 1A and 2A assignments for district play were announced last week. The actual matchups, of course, will come here in the next couple of weeks. In Class 3A, Atlantic will play in Substate 8. They'll be joined there by ADM, Clark, Creston, Dallas Center, Grimes, Glenwood, and Harlan and Perry. The Substate 1 grouping includes Bishop Heelan, Carroll, Denison Sleshwig, Lamar's, MOC Floyd Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux Center, and Storm Lake. In Class 4A, Substate 1, that'll include Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Sioux City East, Sioux City North, and Sioux City West, along with Southeast Polk. And Lewis Central will be playing in Substate 7. They'll be joined there by Des Moines East, Des Moines North, Dowling Catholic, Urbandale, and West Des Moines Valley. You can find links there to all those substate and district assignments on this same story on our sports page there at KJN.com. Also in a high school sporting note, the Hawkeye 10 Wrestling Championships get underway here today in Red Oak. Action starting at 10:30 here this morning. That tournament was moved from Atlantic to Red Oak to take advantage of a couple of gyms that are available there with the new setup there at Red Oak, as they have gyms right across the hall from each other. And they're going to separate it by weight classes in those gyms here today. Creston Orient Maxburg will come in as the heavy favorite. They won the Hawkeye 10 Dual Championship during the season with a 10-0 record. And the tournament, again, will be run with four mats in each gym. The pigtail and first-round matches will start at 10:30. The 106 to 145 weight-pound class will wrestle in the orange gym. The 152 to 285-pounders will wrestle in the black gym. And then the second round will be quarterfinals, first-round wrestlebacks, and then the semifinals and second-round wrestlebacks. And then also they'll have a seventh-place matches, the fifth and third, and then also the championship matches there as well as they wind things down. Finals today for that tournament should start maybe around 2 o'clock or so. Could be a little bit earlier. And that's going on today there in Red Oak. You'll hear later this morning from Atlantic Cam head wrestling coach Tim Duff talking about his squad preparing for that tournament here today on our coaches show. That'll start at 8:30 later here this morning. And he said his guys will be needing to get ready to get tested and, of course, see where they're at here as they head into the postseason run with sectionals coming up next weekend. Also in other sports, in college basketball, we had a game for you last night here on the radio. Io DeSumo scored 25 points. Trent Frazier had 24, and number 19 Illinois upset number 7 Iowa 80-75. In one of the most entertaining games of the Big Ten season, the teams traded leads for most of the game. Illinois finally took command in the final 2 minutes, but was up by only 3 points when Iowa's Jordan Bohannon missed a hurried three-pointer with 11 seconds left. The Illini's Kofi Coburn was immediately fouled and missed his free throw, but grabbed the rebound. Coburn was then fouled again with 2 seconds left and sank both free throws there to seal that victory. Also, the Iowa State men will step out of conference play with a visit to Mississippi State here today as part of the SEC Big 12 Challenge. The Cyclones were missing 4 starters in their Monday loss to Oklahoma State. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says it may be a while before the Cyclones return to full strength. Mississippi State is 9-8 overall. Prohm is concerned about the Bulldogs' size advantage. That game set for a 5 o'clock tip-off here today. The Northern Iowa Panthers return to Missouri Valley action today with the first of a 2-game series at Southern Illinois. The Panthers are 2-6 in the Mo Valley, and UNI coach Ben Jacobson says Saluki coach Brian Mullins will have his team ready to play despite their 1-5 start to league race. UNI coming off a win over Coe, and while Jacobson calling it a less than inspiring effort, he felt it was important to avoid a 2-week layoff. That game set for a 3 o'clock tip here this afternoon. Coming up on Sunday, the Drake men will start a series against Illinois State. They'll play their first game Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And then on the ladies' side, coming up tomorrow, both Iowa and Iowa State will be in action. Iowa on the road at Minnesota for a 4 o'clock game, and we'll have that one for you here on the radio. That'll be a 3:45 pregame here tomorrow afternoon there, Iowa at Minnesota in women's hoops. And Iowa State has a big one at home as they'll play host to number 9 Baylor for a 3 o'clock tip there at Hilton Coliseum tomorrow. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.